The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Sea lilies look like terrestrial flowers, but they are really animals. Yet until now, scientists had no idea how agile they were. A new video reveals a sea lily scooting across the ocean floor, apparently to escape a predator. Members of a group called crinoids, sea lilies are closely related to starfish, sea cucumbers, and sea urchins. Some sea lilies regularly shed and regenerate the ends of their stalks, leaving finger-like appendages. To understand why, researchers studied footage that showed sea urchins lurking in gardens of sea lilies in the Caribbean, some of which appeared to be crawling away from the predators. In some photos, the seafloor around the urchins was littered with sea lily appendages, like table scraps left from a feast. What's more, the sea lilies were moving 100 times faster than previous observations had suggested. Sea urchins prefer to bite pieces right off their prey rather than go for their cast-offs, giving sea lilies plenty of incentive to flee. Fortunately, the sea urchins are distracted by the shed appendages. It's kind of like the lizard tail strategy, where some reptiles can drop their tail while their body escapes.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.